You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Man, some interesting guests again today. Boy, Leah and Jonathan from Hyde Music. They're just great. And we had Liz Hastings. She was just fantastic, the veteran's mom.
Now, Jonathan, we were talking about, you know, after we kind of ran out of time, but he was just talking about how many CEOs, Fortune 500 companies, just, and we talked about physicians, how many of them are in music, and that how it's helped them with the creative side. But it's also, you know, God bless the athletes, but you're not going to really play football at 50. But you can continue that.
99% of the people that play football aren't going to play football at 19.
Yeah, and whereas music is, and music isn't, you know, there's nothing. Orchestras are great, but I mean, you can get in, these people that you can get into a band. You got these physicians that do concerts, but. It's just a really gift, and I'm so glad that this day of music that's coming up.
Yeah, where they let kids, today, Make Music Day.
Where they just try an instrument. And like he said, what he's really focused a little bit more on percussions. He said a lot of times that's like the fourth instrument they pick up. You know, the parents are like, oh, play the clarinet or play the trumpet.
I would think
play
the tuba would be the very last.
It's got to be
that.
Well, the French horn's not real high either, but okay. I don't.
And
that's
I love tubas. I don't. Please don't take that the wrong way. I love tubas.
Oh, you can't.
But just the thought of carrying that thing around.
You're right. That's all part of it. But then again, you know, if you're gonna play, you know, On Wisconsin or the, you know,
oh, yeah.
The Bud song,
I mean,
you can't do
it
without.
I mean, that's all you need.
Right. Something like that. And that music, and I think there's a lot of we talk about that all the time, especially here on Fridays, how rich the music scene is here.
Yeah.
But you got to admit, when it comes to the media, sports does overshadow music.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why I think we're doing a good job of elevating it on Fridays, if not every day. But it's a great thing. And I know your kids are out of school now, but there's these summer band camps you can look at. And when fall starts, if they want to pick up an instrument and private teaching, there's group lessons. Even at the Salvation Army, they have free instruments for kids over at the Croc Center, I mean, where you are supposed to go work out.
I got you. Okay, one thing about the Croc Center.
And the drum lines are
I took my
awesome.
Granddaughters there a few weeks ago.
Oh.
And they're from Madison. And they thought that was like the coolest place they've ever. They could not believe the water park at the Croc Center. The only thing, I want to put this out there, because they were on day passes. I'm a member, but they were in day passes. They don't provide towels. And there were a couple of other people in line when I was waiting to get my cards for them, and they said, hey, we need a couple of towels. Like, oh, we don't provide that.
Really?
Yeah. So if you go to the Croc Center to use the pool, you got to bring your own towels. That kind of surprised me.
Do you think I could do like a little food truck out in the parking lot and rent towels?
I think you could, because you know what I had to do? I had to go out to my car and get some hoodies that I just had like in the back seat, and they had to use those for towels.
I think that's a little, wow.
Yeah, I was surprised.
And I understand there's cleaning of towels that's expensive.
Sure.
But they don't have to buy the equipment. There's companies, they can ship them to the Northland and Northland can do
them. Even you'd think they'd have, like, for $2, rent a towel or some.
That's what I'm saying.
You'd think they'd have some access to it. Because, like, if it was a cold day, we would have had to, like, walk away, or I would have had to drive home, get some towels, come back. But there were two other people while I was sitting there waiting saying, we need three towels, please. Oh, we don't provide towels. They're like, you don't?
Wow.
Like, no, we don't. And it's like, huh.
Okay. Really?
Yeah.
But when you go work out, do they have towels in the locker room?
I've never used the locker room.
Okay.
But I'm sure they don't.
I mean, Western doesn't have a pool, but they got towels everywhere.
Yeah.
Of course, they got showers. Wow. But they have showers there. You have to bring your own towel?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
There's an opportunity there for somebody, John.
I agree. I totally agree.
And then we could, there's, right, Con? We can make some money doing that.
Con, a towel truck is awesome.
Yes.
Right. Okay,
yes.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right. Yeah. That's okay. We're going to just lease a little spot
and
right in front.
And have them like heated so they're like warm towels.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, yeah. We don't need that. We just the towels.
Oh, let me tell you something. I got one of those for Christmas a few years ago. I haven't used it a lot because I've never had like a big bathroom. But the couple of times I use it where you put the towel on, you step out of that shower and you put on a warm towel.
That's true. Like,
because like the other thing I've always wanted, I always thought it.
Okay, come on, John.
Am I right?
Refocus.
Am I right?
Refocus.
Yeah. Am I right?
I would tell our listeners, we have a huge window and people walk by and somebody just walked by.
Okay, that's enough.
I just that
you don't have to
no,
say
I just say somebody
I was that, doing no, it for convoy.
No, I was gonna give you some political cover here. I was gonna say somebody walked by that looked familiar. Like
yeah.
Tom Zelaski
yeah,
or a
I
movie
think,
star.
I think we knew.
Okay.
We knew who that was.
She don't look familiar to me.
Okay, John. Continue. Right. Towels.
Towels.
But hot towels.
No. Other thing, though, if I was building a house, you know what I'd put in? I'd put in one of those heat lamps that they have at hotels when you step out.
Yeah.
And you can stand under the heat lamp and just sort of drip dry. I mean, I just stand there.
Oh, God.
I come out of the shower in a hotel, and you got that light on. I put it on high, and I just stand there like this for like 10 minutes.
Okay. Good. We gotta move on to something else. It's starting to get in my head. The towels, the hot towels, nothing better than a hot towel. Like,
nothing.
Even the hot washcloth when you fly up front.
Oh,
you get those, they give you those. Those are
like
awesome.
And they have the little thongs thing or whatever.
And like,
give it to
some
you.
Some of them are a little hot.
I know. That feels good.
Yeah, it's great.
Anyway. I agree.
But no, we don't need to do that. What we could do, though.
You know, by the way, let me just say this. I'm big. I just got a new dose yesterday. I got it in the mail. A new dose of bee wax talon. No, not talon. Tallow. Tallow.
Okay, what's that for again?
For my skin.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
For youthful appearance.
Right, yeah.
But if you
should try that.
Yeah, I have.
Oh, okay.
So you use that first and then put the hot towel over that. Can you imagine how good that would feel?
Okay. There's something there. Yeah.
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 But on our towel truck that we're going to have at the Croc Center, since they don't have towels, we're going to rent them out at $2, and we have to take something of value so that they come back, right? License or whatever, but $2. But then I think
one thing we can't do, we can't put our names on them because then they will be stolen.
No. This is what I was going to get to that.
Okay.
I think we're going to sell towels. Like, we can get those machines for those, and we can put the kid's name on. You know, the dad's there. Say, hey, look, come back.
Okay.
You use this towel, go for a swim for 2 hours.
Silk screen.
Right, silk screen. You come back here, your dad can buy you a towel for $10. And we can get this. We're going
to
just, I got a friend of mine that is an international broker. Like, he can get them from Turkey for us.
Yeah.
He can. He'll bring them over
here.
They
make good towels in Turkey.
They do.
They make a good towel.
Are you just
nice
saying that?
No, they're nice and plush.
The Turkish towels.
I'm a big fan. Have you ever been to a Turkish bath?
Yeah. That was a while ago, but yeah.
You ever been in a Turkish prison? What movie is that from, Convoy?
What is that from, man?
Airplane.
Oh, I haven't seen that in a long time, actually.
We laugh just saying the name.
I can watch 5 minutes of that, and I will
good.
Laugh harder than most of the movies I'll ever
Terrible
watch.
Terrible day. Put that on for 5-10 minutes.
Yep.
Oh, God, that's funny. Anyway, they make the bath towels. They're all Turkish. So this guy would import the towels for us.
Yeah. I like it.
All right. We can do this. We just got to, somebody's got to go to Croc Center and say, look, can we bring our food truck here? And they're like, what are you going to be selling? What's that? That doesn't really.
Yeah.
That's private, what we're going to be selling.
You don't need to know.
Right. We just want
to
get this 8 feet.
Basis.
We need this 8 feet. And we want to do it, you know. That could work.
I'm with you on that.
And then what we're going to do is we're going to rent them out. They bring them back. And then to get them, we just put them in a bag and then laundry. And then
You know what? It's
pretty
like Aldi's. Aldi's got that great idea so you don't lose their shopping carts.
Oh,
you have to put in a quarter, and then you use the cart, and you come back, and as soon as you put it back, you get your quarter back. We could do that with the towels.
Well, it's going to be a hell of a lot more than a quarter.
Well, no, $5 deposit or something.
I think we get one student to do that, right? Some entrepreneur kid.
Yeah.
And we don't have to pay them a lot. What's minimum wage? And maybe they can do it on tips. But no, here's what we're going to do, though, when we rent out those towels, and then we're going to take them to the Northland because they have all the facilities there, right, to steam them, and they'll do our towels. And then for them, we'll give them, like, maybe some free advertising
for
doing
it
so we can keep our costs down.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Don't tell Sage. Don't tell Tom.
Well, I think
Although, you know what else would be kind of cool, though, too? To have, like, a cauldron. Like a big, hot cauldron, you know, but and when they bring their towels back, we just throw them right in the cauldron to show people how good we're cleaning the towels. And have somebody with almost like an oar, you know what I mean? Like a canoe oar.
No, just, I don't. No, I think let's stay where
and
we were.
You know what? And we'd have like, oh my gosh. You know what? I was at a gas station yesterday in Manitowoc. And something that I just almost wanted to talk to these people because it was so cool. It was a van pulled up, okay? And it was all Amish. And they must have been going to some kind of an event because all the little kids were dressed up real nice, but they had the little hats on. It's just
bonnets.
Like, yeah, it's like, you know what? I admire you people. You are so into your ethnicity and your religion.
They weren't going to anything special. That's what they wear.
But it was just.
And that's cool.
They kind of had dress pants on and a dress shirt. It wasn't like overalls. I think they were going to an event. But anyway, it was just like, I admire the Amish. I could be Amish. I could be, in my later year, when I retire, I could see moving to an Amish farm and working there with them and for them. I would dress like Amish. I would follow their creed. I bet they eat good. I think
well,
that
all,
would be
they're
fun.
All living off the land. That's
and you
what
just,
they do.
It's a pure lifestyle.
Do you think they
I would
really,
make my own soap?
Do you think, this is what I think about them when I drive by. You know, they're on their little horse and buggy, and which I don't think they should be on highways.
It's dangerous.
They don't pay
there was
taxes
an accident
either.
Outside of Manitowoc.
Yeah. Anyway, but I think that is all marketing. So they're like, look at us. We're in our little bonnet and our suspenders with white shirts and with our horse and buggy. But and then buy our furniture, buy our stuff because we're Amish. Do you think if you really get into the house, they might have flat screen TVs, like some really cool
no,
stuff.
No, I don't.
You don't. You really
I
think
don't.
It's real?
No, I think it's real.
From the all, that's it.
Yes, I think they're the most sincere people.
There's no
Convoy. You ever grew up around Amish?
No, I mean not really, but I do agree with you that I think that it's all legit. Yeah,
absolutely, absolutely.
Really? I do. Yeah,
I could embrace that lifestyle.
How long though? That's
for the rest
like
of my
camping.
Life. I'm okay. Telling you.
Well, I mean they still. It's not just they do have a house where they have beds and sleep in.
No,
it's
I know
not,
that, but
it's,
but no, aren't they like sworn off to like technology?
Yeah.
I'll go
well,
by that. Do
they have
phones?
There's different sex. Yeah. Because
okay, they got phones.
Sex, I mean SECTS sex.
SECTS.
Yes.
Because okay. I think there's well, wasn't there okay?
Because there was a show I used to watch on like a Netflix called the. Amish Mafia?
That's what I'm talking about, you guys.
And those guys were badass.
Okay, really? But that,
oh, yeah.
And, am I right? A facade, and then behind the scenes, they're dealing...
Well, I mean, there's different sects. I mean, there's different sects in the Catholic
I think
faith.
There's a lot of
sects
in that.
There's different sects in Lutherans. I mean, everybody has their splinter groups. I would go to the most fundamentalist group. I would.
You'd last.
With the soup I make, days. They would love the soup I make. I'd be like... Like, Gabriel, what did you bring in from the field today? And I would
Gabriel.
Take that, and I would make soup out of it.
Gabriel.
I would.
That's their names. I don't know about that. I hope it's real. I think for some people it is, but I just think with today's, with the internet, with what people can see, I think they're like, okay, I'll do this. And there's these Amish countries, you know, Iowa, I think in Wisconsin we have a pretty big one.
Pennsylvania?
Too, where they sell all the stuff, though.
Yeah.
And I think people go there, but I think behind the scenes, I don't know if Kai's right. I think they're not.
Well,
there,
you know
like,
what? When I move in.
Secret door.
When I move
turns
in,
around,
I will let you know.
The music's on.
I no.
Chips are on the table. Deal me in, Pa.
Now, we got to set our quick break. Mind on the Mayor. Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Hey, welcome back. My name is Trucker Thursday. Straight Friday, shower or thunderstorm possible today. High in the low 80s. The Brewers going to try to do it again at in Wrigley Field. 12:45, that ball game coming your way in WISS in Appleton and Oshkosh. Some of the texts we got this morning. Vicky says, Pam J. Just slayed her segment this morning, educating everyone. That was a great segment. We'd like to get her in again, talking about the mental health issues with farmers and agriculture in general these days.
That was fun. We ran out of time.
Yep. And then Sarah said, I agree with Vicky. That was an excellent talk. I'd like to hear more. And Vicky says, absolutely, Sarah. She was preaching this morning, which sounded fantastic. That was very cool. You know, when you think about it, and like I said, I remember when my dad, you know, just with his tomato plants, he'd lose sleep over the fact if they weren't covered and there was going to be frost. When you've got 120 acres and you're worried about that, it's like, wow.
Yeah, I just, you know, or raspberry bushes too. Just going off the sheets and just covering that stuff. But I've told you, and I enjoy business, you know, I'm a capitalist, but to rely on the weather, that's
what
too
I mean.
Risky for me.
Exactly.
It's like, how many years did in Oshkosh, that Country Western or Country USA.
Country USA with the rain and the bad parking lot and the mud. And it
wiped them out.
Yeah.
Well, that's too risky for me. Although, you know, you pray about it, you believe in it, but I don't know, man. I would do it as a side hustle, but I would never rely.
No, when you're putting your family's. Yeah. I'm rewatching this series for about 10 years ago, at least, Boardwalk Empire, which Steve Buscemi and some guys, who was phenomenal. It was basically about the birth of the mafia in the country. And this one guy went undercover with Al Capone's group, okay? And they were suspecting that he was a plant, all right? So they start asking him all these questions, you know, with a gun to his head, basically.
Yeah.
You know, where did you live before you came to Chicago? It's like Minnesota. What'd you do in Minnesota? As a wheat farmer. Why did you leave that? Because we went under. And the guy goes, how do you screw up a wheat farm? And the guy goes, it was kind of a such and such disease, and for 2 years completely wiped everybody out.
Yeah. I mean, there's cherry trees, but you know, thank God they take that risk, because you know, if everybody was like, maybe we wouldn't have cherry trees, right? Because it's too risky.
Well,
but
okay, that's another thing though, that's getting to be popular, is underground. There's places, I think they might even be doing one in the UP, because you know, one of the reasons my dad worked underground. I mean, he went 2,000 feet underground every day of his working life, okay? Mm-hmm. And people would be like, oh, man, I can't believe he does that. I can't believe it. And I mentioned that to him because he could have. He was going to transfer one day because he didn't have a choice. His underground mine closed down, and he got transferred to the open pit mine, and he hated it, okay? He was in what they call the pellet plant, which was a real scummy place.
They put the mine the same thing?
Yeah, iron ore.
Okay.
But one was you're taking the ore out of the ground, and the other one where the ore was processed.
Okay.
Okay.
That's the
open pit. Unbelievably dusty, unbelievably hot. I worked in those places. That's where I said I sweat so bad, I sweat red.
In the open
because
pit.
Because of the dust. Yeah. Well, yeah, the open pit. So they would take the ore out of the open pit.
Right.
Put it on this unbelievably big trucks. Like you can't believe how big they are. They would take it to a thing called the crusher. They would dump it in. It would literally crush all the rock. Then it would come down into the plants. And the final one was the ore plant, where they made the pellets. And like I said, I've got that scar where I had the pellet land on me.
Yeah.
But it was unbelievably hot. It was like 100 degrees and unbelievably dusty in there. And he lasted one day, said, I'm not doing this. I want to go back underground. And they said, well, I don't know, Jim. He says, well, okay, I'm going to do one of two things. He said, I'm going to resign as a boss, and I'm going to go work for the union. So instead of being on your side against the union, I'm going to be on the union side against you. Which one do you want? Like, the next day he was back underground.
Why? What was the?
Because the temperature was always the same.
Oh, all right.
It was like 68 degrees every day of the year. And
yep.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that was just a big factor. But what I'm saying is they're taking some of these abandoned mines and shoring them up and using them to grow grapes in the UP and a different place in the world, because the climate is so controlled that that's not a factor. And actually, I think there's some they're using for marijuana, too.
Yeah.
To be honest.
But marijuana can go on. So they have natural light under there, obviously.
No. It's not natural light.
I'm not natural light. They have the
artificial light.
For marijuana, they always have those artificial lights.
Pretty much the same over on Walnut Street and some of the other ones where looking at buying some homes and the basement windows are painted black. And they had a lot of electrical outlets, like those big strips of outlets.
So that makes sense to me because you are guaranteeing a product.
Completely climate controlled.
Yep.
By nature.
It's like,
it'll never change.
Yeah, I that's something I'd look at.
But that's what I mean. Versus, I remember watching, you ever see
the
movie?
You work so hard and then boom.
Exactly.
You're just,
you ever see the movie A Walk in the Clouds with Keanu Reeves?
No.
Where he meets this girl around San Francisco and her family owned a vineyard. And when it got cold, right, they'd have to run out and they'd do all these little burning pots.
Right.
And they had these big like wings, like these feathers to blow the warm air all the way throughout the things to try to save. And if they didn't, they're wiped out.
Right.
So all the people that live their lives based on the weather and things like that, all the respect in the world for them.
It's they're taking risk.
The courage.
Here, though, I would say in Wisconsin, if a farm came up for sale, our weather's been pretty good. You got to admit, twice we used a snowblower last year. Yeah. And now she said she doesn't like this 90 degrees that's coming up this weekend. But
it might be 2 days for the year.
When's the last time it's been 90?
Yeah.
So, yeah. I'm happy about that, but some of these places where, your whole season is gone. You're not your season; your whole annual income.
Well, you know
gone.
What? What you still need to do, Jim? Rent the movie, Green and Gold, the one.
Oh,
that
yeah,
was shot
right.
Here.
I know. I
because that
do
really
that.
Captures
we had those guys
a lot
on our
of the
show.
Essence of that, and it's based in the early '90s when things were not good. Yeah. For agriculture and farmers and everything.
I just, I give farmers
all the credit in the world.
Well, they work so hard. Plus, they're taking some risks.
Absolutely.
And, you know, the entrepreneur takes a lot of risk, but man, that's a lot of risk. But
when
anyway,
I devote my life to being an Amish farmer, I will experience it firsthand. I'm telling you. Making all my own stuff. Everything.
And then
all my own stuff.
Behind the secret wall, you're
going to
be back there with
soap.
Your internet.
I'm going to make you soap.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. We got to send our quick break. We'll be back with Pat Tracy, Discover Us.
Great. Shh.
Back after this. Convoy plays the music loud.
Definitely, yeah, that's loud. Definitely trucker music.
Yeah, great trucker music.
He does try to buy your approval by blowing the horn, though.
Yeah, that's the only thing he does.
He's trying.
He thinks Todd sabotaged him. You know how you don't want that person, like when you go on vacation, you don't want the other person to do good because then you won't be missed. He thinks Todd's doing that and hiding all the trucker music.
Oh, so that we miss Todd.
Yeah. Right, Convoy?
Do you think he's doing that?
The usual page with the trucker music isn't there. So I honestly don't know what trucker music is.
And he knew that you would react if we didn't have trucker music. Yeah. So, all right. So wow.
We want Todd back. That's what he's doing. That's what Todd's doing. That's how he handles things. Pat Tracy is that same way.
Yes, he's always.
He's always that way. Pat Tracy, are you there, my friend?
Can we get some George Thorogood and the Delaware Destroyers?
Oh, yeah. But something I have not mentioned, I am so unbelievably excited. I'm going to literally try to get a front row seat to something coming to Green Bay in September. Linda Ronstadt.
Really?
Yes. Pat?
I don't know.
I love Linda Ronstadt.
I love, that's our era.
She was like our high school crush girl.
Absolutely, 100%. Remember the album cover when she was in the rollerblades and the short satin shorts and the knee socks and the tank top?
I just saw an amazing documentary about her life.
Oh, well, I wish I would. I used to know her brother. I did. He was the police chief of Tucson. And he ran the boxing league. Peter was his name. Peter Ronstadt. But you were always told by his people, do not mention his sister. You can get the interview with the chief, do whatever, but don't make small talk talking about his sister.
John, I thought she had a voice challenge. Is she really performing?
I didn't know she was okay physically. I thought she had, you know, something that was not curable and couldn't do whatever. So when I saw that she's coming to the Meyer, it's like, oh, my God, I want to be backstage. I want to be backstage with Linda Ronstadt.
Wait a minute. I think you're answering your own question.
What?
Is she not at her peak.
Guys.
At her peak.
Who's jumping in?
Yeah, that's Linda.
Linda. What, Linda? Why are you interrupting us? We're talking about Linda Ronstadt.
Yes, I'm interrupting. I'm interrupting because it's not Linda Ronstadt herself. It's the Linda Ronstadt experience coming to the Meyer.
Oh, you're kidding.
So
Lisa.
She can't perform anymore.
No, that's,
so I just wanted to let you know, and I will give you back the pat.
All right, thank you.
Thanks for crushing our hopes and dreams, Lisa Hale.
Well, I was going to just... I didn't know that, but the evidence is there. Okay, a couple things. One is that Linda Ronstadt at the Meyer, I mean, come on. We talk about that. It's going up or on your way down.
Okay.
No, she's more. If she was singing, if she was who she was, she would be at the Rush.
Pat, I'm sorry to get your hopes up.
Or she'd be in Oshkosh.
Well, it's okay because I walked in here this morning knowing that I'm going to be front row George Thorogood tonight.
Where?
At Waterfest Oshkosh.
Oh, yeah.
And I still am.
That's nice. Phenomenal. I
Come
love
on, George Thorogood.
Yeah.
He loves playing these little venues like this because he can see the whites of our eyes.
Yeah. It's amazing when they get really big. That's remember Prince too. He's like, look, I'm done. I'm gonna do small venues.
Yeah.
And that's really, really cool when they want that interaction that they can't get, you know, in front of 60,000.
George Thorogood's always been, he's never been too cool for the room. I remember him playing at the Seymour County Fair years ago when like Bad to the Bone was out and things like that. Are you going to, you're definitely going to be there, Pat?
Oh, I'm definitely going to be there.
That's awesome, man.
I'm already thinking about it. I've been listening to George
over the
last week to kind of mentally prepare myself.
You know,
one bourbon, one scotch.
No, I think that's
one beer.
It's like getting before you go see a musical, getting the music and listen to it. It's just, you get into it even more when you're there. It's not like, you know, I'm going to save it till I get there. That I would do the same thing. I think
Prime's
that's cool. You listen. It does.
Texted us. William says, John, Linda Ronstadt retired in 2011.
Yes, thank you.
11.
We are on top of it.
No, but you know, the fun thing about like Waterfest is you are literally, they're throwing the picks out at you.
Yeah,
and,
see, that's cool.
You're close enough to catch them.
Yep.
So you're close enough that you're seeing riffs and stuff right in front of you.
And even their little tent, at least the way it was with their green room, whatever, it was literally like kind of like a tent, wasn't it? And they were just right, they had security, but they were just right there. Yeah.
And so, hey, can I just give a shout out to the Hyde Music people?
Yeah,
I
love
their segment. Okay. And can I tell you guys something you don't know about me today?
Mm-hmm.
I am a big Hyde Music fan. I'm a guitar teacher.
No.
In my spare time.
I did not know that.
Neither did I. That's cool. Yes, although that doesn't surprise me, I gotta be honest with you.
I'm very selective about students. But I love Hyde Music. I actually bought my real guitar at Hyde Music years ago. Big shop, local guy. And recently I took on an 11-year-old prodigy, young music fellow. He's been playing piano for 4 years already. And his mom said, hey, will you teach him some guitar over the summer? We went to Hyde's. They totally hooked us up with the perfect size student guitar for him. That's like pro. It's a little Martin.
That's
a little Martin guitar for a preteen. And I've already got the kid playing like some George Thorogood, like bum, 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 bum.
I love it.
After two lessons.
Is it easier to teach somebody that age than somebody like our age?
Well, yes, because they, you know, they have no preconceptions about what they can't do.
Right.
But if this little fellow, and this is out, you know, for all the parents out in listener land, this little fellow has had piano lessons for 4 years. He can already read and count. So now all he's got to do is figure out where the notes on the guitar are. When you start guitar without being able to read and count, now you got like three giant hurdles you got to cross.
He's going to end up in percussion with that other guy we had. No, what's cool about that, he's transitioning from piano. And it's all the same, right? You read music. It's like you learn a foreign language. You Latin, you know it or you don't. He'll probably go on to something else, Pat. I mean, I hope he sticks with the guitar. And I'm sure he will. But, you know, a kid that young, that talented, that can, you know, read music and count, like as you say, he could pick up another instrument in another couple of years. And Hyde, I think that's really cool how Hyde encourages that. They don't say, oh, no, you're playing the sax. Stick with the sax. They're like, you want to try percussion? You want to try? I think that's great that they do that.
John, imagine if you and I had been, you know, had a guy teaching us guitar at 11 years old.
Unbelievable. Would have been unbelievable. We'd be
riff slingers.
Yeah. Who do you think I would be then if I had made it big? And I'm going to ask some of our people, texters out there too. Who do you think I would be if I had been a young savant type thing at the height of my career on stage? Who do you think I would be?
You would be. I don't know who it would be, the person is, but you would be the guy that has, you'd be a one-hit wonder. You'd hit a song. I wouldn't. Like that guy that... I saw him at the Shawano County Fair. He's dead. Anyway, I'll think.
Oh, yeah. The dead guy from the Shawano County Fair.
I'll think about it.
John, yeah, here's exactly who you would be, my man. You'd be Phil Cullen from Def Leppard. He looks better today than he did 20 years ago. They're down at, they're in Milwaukee tonight.
Def Leppard is still around.
Def Leppard, okay, it's true that. I got a call from a friend of mine in Sheboygan. He calls up, he goes, hey, Thursday night, Def Leppard, I got tickets. He's at Summerfest.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's at Summerfest tonight. I'm like, I don't know that I really want to go see a Def Leppard. I got something else to do tonight. But this guy's like our age, you know, but he is all in on that. He could believe he... Yeah, he's going to, it's at Summerfest tonight, so yeah, he's going. If you had free tickets with the ride, would you go? I just doesn't do anything for me.
Well, that was our era, though. I mean,
he was saying.
Yeah, I got a couple of texts here. Guys. Greg from Appleton says, John would be Tiny Tim, and Brian says, Jim would be Liberace.
I would, oh man, would I love to do that.
Wow.
I could see me being Billy Joel.
I don't know, man. Liberace, come out there with all that. Just, oh, God, I'd love to do that.
I love you guys.
I love Green Bay.
I'm not in Green Bay? Oh, sorry.
Okay. Hey, guys. So can I talk about my video that just got released?
Yeah.
Why I Love Oshkosh. I believe Lisa has posted it, or someone's posted it, to Mayor in the Mino face. I put the mayor first.
We might change it.
That never happened.
We got our anniversary coming up. We're going to talk to Todd. We might change our name.
We're not.
I like it.
We might reverse it. We might be the mayor in Mino, because somebody even pointed this out yesterday when they were looking at our business cards. He said, I never noticed this before. On one card, it says Mino and the mayor. On the other, it says the mayor and Mino.
Yeah, I wonder whose card is that. All right, Pat, what do you got going on here? We've been.
This is all great. So we have a contest for Discover Oshkosh. My video this month that just got dropped, and it's now on your Facebook page and Discover Oshkosh's Facebook page, is a patio party.
Hmm.
You know, if you take the first three letters of my name, Pat, and add an IO, you've got a party.
And love it.
I have taken back patio and brought it back to Pat, and now we're winning a patio party with Pat. And so the video shows me at Beckett's on the Fox River enjoying a patio party with Ruben, the brat maker at Wagner's, right? Oh, the cider guys from Sunken Paddle, and Trent and Liz from Thunderbird Bakery. Now the viewers can enter the contest and win lunch. Bring three of your friends and have lunch with me and the team at Beckett's on Friday, June 27th.
Nice.
All right.
Nice. Have you been checking out Lisa and Todd's Facebook? Looks like Lisa snuck out of work a little early yesterday afternoon to join Todd for some libations.
No.
If you want to be a content creator, it's 24/7.
Okay.
Looks like Pete's Garage was a popular place for them to be.
Oh my gosh.
That's definitely Todd's place. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
So how do we win this patio party with Pat?
Yes. So there should be the link. So the video has a link, you know, in the little text. And I think Lisa was able to post the contest entry form on Mino and the Mayor's Facebook page.
Wow.
Nice.
And all you do is put your name, and I think we asked for your email or phone number so we can contact you. We do ask you, what's your favorite Pat video?
Okay, cool.
viewers, you know, you can say the patio party if you don't know any of the other ones.
All right.
But we had so much fun out there, and it's just a gorgeous day. We captured the essence of Oshkosh on the water on just a beautiful day with brats and hard cider. It was epic. We're going to do it again with you, with a lucky winner.
Can we keep you around for another segment?
Sure can.
Cool. All right. Outstanding. Pat Tracy, Discover Oshkosh. Back right after this.
The nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. 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 Bad to the bone. I broke 1,000 hearts before I met you. Break 1,000 more, baby, before I am through. I wanna be yours, pretty baby, yours and yours alone. I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'm bad to the bone. Bad to the bone.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
I drink alone. Yeah, with nobody else.
This will get you going, Pat. Pat, this is for you. Okay, Pat, get off the table. All right.
I forgot about that one. I haven't made it to that one yet.
That's my favorite. Alone. That's my favorite that's one. Stuff. That's my favorite George Thorogood song.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Me too. Oh, gosh.
So Pat, Tracy's going to see George Thorogood tonight. Now, are tickets sold out for something like that, Pat, or can you get them at the...
Never.
Okay.
Never. Nope. There's plenty of room.
It's a big area. I mean, that's thing.
It's a big area. Yeah. Yeah, it's a big area.
And the weather's going to be perfect.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, guys, you know what I was doing during the break? I'm starting to plan my Crossroads 41 event plan.
Okay, okay? I want to...
Crossroads 41 is the new...
Country
festival and campground across from the EAA Air Venture Fields.
Yep.
So, remember, they had this pre-COVID. It was kind of going for a few years. Those folks... You know, it didn't work out. We've got some new people in here that are serious event people, and they've got their festival is August 7th through 9th. And they've got Cody Johnson one night, Kane Brown on Friday, Parker McCollum on Saturday, with an amazing undercard of talent. And so I got to be honest, I'm a little intimidated to go out there, right? Because I'm an older guy. It's a big festival. So I made friends with them, and I think I'm going to figure this thing out and get myself out to Crossroads 41 this year.
Nice.
You need somebody to escort you. I'll go to that. Don't they sell like that VIP section and they got a 3-day pass? They have different pricing mechanisms, and they've got their parking down finally.
They got the parking down. Mm. They got the shuttles down.
Yeah, right, right.
And here's the thing, that makes it work for me is I can be like into the – like VIP grandstand area that's off a little bit to the side.
Yep.
So I'm not like in the main fray, you know, with 30-year-old guys.
In the mosh pit.
Right.
I can't be down there anymore.
Yeah. That's awesome. But Kane Brown, that's huge. And Cody Johnson.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, that's, and I guarantee you some of the undercards in about 2 years, they will be the next Lainey Wilsons or somebody.
Oh, absolutely. So I just want to put it out there to listeners. You know, it's at, they say X Roads, right? It's like X, like
cross,
the letter X,
cross.
Roads 41. And when you see the lineup, it's everybody in country music, but they mix it up. They've got Nelly is like, before Kane Brown, they bring Nelly out to do a show.
Wow.
And just totally mix it up. Yeah. Flo Rida comes out on Saturday. So anyway, I've been hanging out with these folks, trying to figure this thing out. And I'm going to go out there and get a look at the camping soon because the camping is deluxe.
Are you going to camp?
No, I'm not going to camp.
Oh, I didn't.
But I want to go.
Like
I know.
Camper type.
Saying it's deluxe.
Yeah.
Camping for my wife and I is like a Holiday Inn would be like camping.
Yeah.
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 We're right? there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
do you, when you go to a concert like that, do you, I mean, you're going to wear like the boots and the hat and kind of like the whole whatever, whatever, or are you going in your,
no,
nope, okay.
Honestly, I'm going for total comfort.
Okay.
I'm going for the lightest things that I can put on there. Cause you know, I want, because once the music hits me, I'm going to be dancing and singing.
Really? You're one of those
guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
And oh
okay.
Yeah.
Find a seat for us, not close to you.
Oh no, Jim, you're and coming don't, with yeah, me. Don't
say, no, I'm gonna go.
Jim.
No, you're, that no, I'm gonna go. I do want to go. I don't know what I gotta see the lineup. Where's the website for this thing? Is this X? How do we get
X Roads 41? Like okay. X R O A D S 41.
All right,
Jim, pick out a night.
All right, I will.
And we're gonna figure this out. This'll
be
fun.
Oh, this will be great. In August, I mean. Look,
August 7th, yeah.
But those are pretty good weather days normally, right?
Oh my
We're
God.
Usually pretty good in August here. And
I think August, you know, to me, August is the best month of the year in Wisconsin.
It is.
I would never, I never want to go anywhere. I want to be here.
I'm with you on that. I just love that month. And all right, so we're doing that. This is going to be fun. I want to, the lineup, I don't know. They're all good. And that's not my, thing, but tell you what, Pat, you pick the day and then, I'll be there.
Man, I kind of want to be there the first day.
Con's getting a ticket. Con, you're getting a ticket, man. You want to run out there?
I definitely paid for that, so.
Go talk to that guy. Ahead. That guy's an idiot.
Go ahead.
Did he already buy tickets?
No. He's getting a parking ticket. We're watching the guy give Con a parking ticket. And Con, we have this app, whatever that is, and you can pay for your meter time for 3-4 hours, which Con does. And this guy's writing him a ticket. So,
oh my gosh!
And it's
it's a common occurrence in downtown Green Bay.
$22.
Yeah,
$22. Well,
and
hey,
he doesn't pay it
for
by
the
noon.
Privilege
it's going
to
be
coming
20...
to downtown Green Bay to right. take care of the businesses.
And if he doesn't pay it by noon, it's going to be $28.
Yeah, $127. We think Mayor Gendrich gets a cut from every ticket.
And we just on the front page of the paper is the mayor's future salary is getting his big raise, and it even says in here that Jim Schmidt was frozen by the council who I guess it was mutual disrespect for each other. But yeah, they froze my salary for 11 years, and Eric's going to be making 128. I was in the 80s. That's okay.
Oh, Jim.
That's okay. But I didn't have that parking revenue.
Yeah.
John, they were $8 when I was here, right?
I know.
The parking commissions, that's what makes it.
I didn't have that.
You had to find a different way to get your cash in a shoebox.
In fact, yeah, pay anyway. Me nothing. Just give me 10% of parking.
Right, I would do that. That's
oh,
a
man.
Good deal.
Absolutely. Well, Pat, wrap it up for us, buddy.
What else you got going on here? Now, tonight is going to be great.
Okay,
right?
Tonight we're at George Thorogood.
Yep.
This Saturday, we're doing Oshkosh Farmers Market again.
Fun.
If you'll recall, it was voted second best farmers market in Wisconsin after Madison.
Wow.
And I've been down there for 2 weeks in a row. It is just a festival of people and vegetables and kids and strollers. So come on down. I'll see you there on Saturday at the Oshkosh Farmers Market.
Love it.
Beautiful.
And Madison around the square, they do it right. So if you're even close to what they're doing, that's awesome what you're doing in Oshkosh. All right, we will see you there too.
Pat Tracy, you're the best. Thank you for what you do.
I got a tombstone and a graveyard mine. I'm just 22 and I don't mind dying. Who do you love? Yeah, who?
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.